Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. It's time for a Netflix review, just in time for the weekend. You guys know I try to give you whatever's trending as soon as it hits. Well, this week there were two movies trending in the top 10 movies. Number 1 and number 8 were the new movies. There was a bunch of old stuff in between. And normally I would pick number 1, but I have to be honest, it was some movie called After We Fell. Apparently it's a part of some series of movies. This is the third. It's one of those drama, romance kind of movies. Currently sitting at a 0% on the Rotten scale. Not that that matters, but in light of last weekend when I reviewed Brazen with no warning, I just watched it. Go check that out. That's up on the my pod did episode last week, so go check that one out. And that was kind of painful to watch. So I decided to spare myself the pain and agony and review the number 8 movie, which was more my speed. It's called The God Committee, which is listed as a drama with some recognizable names that used to be pretty hot at one time. Kelsey Grammer, Julia Stiles, Janine Garofalo, and Coleman Domingo, who does have some buzz right now. He's working on some bigger projects. He's a regular on Fear the Walking Dead. He plays Strand. But the last time I saw him, I think, on the big screen was the new Candyman, and he was pretty good in that. So with this lineup, I'm expecting the performances will be fine. Again, didn't check out to see what this is about, just read who was in it, and the title sounded interesting. So what is this one about? Well, we start out with a young man on a date, which ends very tragically, spoiler free. Dr. Boxer, who's Kelsey's character, gets a call about a heart being available for one of his patients. Dr. Taylor, Julia's character, is having breakfast with him discussing the merits of the decision to give the heart to that particular patient. Fast forward, we see some people being admitted who were injured, a man and a woman. It appears as though Dr. Boxer has a relationship with the father of the young man that was admitted, and it turns out his son, which is he needs a heart. Meanwhile, Dr. Taylor is seeing one of her patients and checking him out, and he also needs a heart. And during her rounds, while she's doing her job, she finds out the job she applied for to be on this committee about the organ transplants she actually was got picked for. Now, we get this time jump of about 7 years. And actually, that's where I'm going to stop. Because from there, we go back and forth to see what's going on with Dr. Boxer and Taylor in the present day. While we jump back to the past and we see how they deliberated on the committee and decided between those three patients to see which one would get the heart. So what did the pros think? Well, they came in at a 63% on the Rotten scale with the audience at a 71%. So it was pretty close. They pretty much agreed. And what did I think? And that's why you're here. Let's get to these positives, and let me just get the obvious out of the way, because I'm going to have to unpack some stuff in a minute. It looks great, good performances, there's no weak links there, but let's talk about the story. Now, this kind of reminded me of 12 Angry Men, and if you haven't seen that, it's a really old movie, it's in black and white. They did a remake, but I suggest you watch the original with Henry Fonda. Very good movie. Anyway, this movie's about a jury and showing the deliberation process. And while most people have good intentions, you can't help but bring some of your personal baggage into, you know, your decisions. Much like the committee in this movie. In this case, they're on the clock going over the patient's pros and cons, and we see these decisions can include things like politics, you know, your background, money, and not just, you know, the medical situation at hand. They did a good job in a short amount of time of giving us enough information about these patients to actually give us an idea of who they are and to care about them and actually make decisions of our own on, you know, what we would do in that position. At least I know I did while I was watching it. And then, you know, the jumps back and forth, they were well done because they weren't jarring. You didn't get confused about if you were in the present or the past. They didn't have to pop up a screen every time and say, oh, now we're in the future. It actually did a good job. And they, you know, they wove that into the narrative, which was fine. But that's where my negatives start. You see, the storyline in the present, that really wasn't needed at all. I mean, it was nice to see how, you know, they continued on after this major decision on this day happened. But it really wasn't all that interesting. And I think it took away from the suspense and drama of the committee's deliberations and their decision. I really wish the movie would have just focused on that, much like 12 Angry Men. That whole movie took place in the deliberation room, and you just saw the whole thing play out. We really didn't need any of the subplots where they added later, and it felt like they tried to use that to like tie a nice bow on the end of the story, like we needed to get to some place. And this really wasn't that type of story. We really didn't need to get anywhere. They could have just played it out. That really wasn't the natural conclusion to the story, spoiler free, but I would have preferred if they would have cut all of that stuff out and just showed us the full aftermath of their decision and the gravity of what happened with those patients. That would have been so much more powerful with this type of a story instead of the melodramatic elements that they threw in. Really didn't need that in the ending, which was fine again, but I didn't like it because, again, that's not where the story wanted to go. They kind of forced that one on us. But I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? Yes, I did. This was a good movie. I put this one right at a 75% on a Rotten scale, and I'll tell you why. Let me break down my score. Despite not liking all the present-day stuff and the ending and the melodramatic coat of paint they put on all of it, they only accounted for maybe about 25% of the movie. The main point wasn't, you know, the present-day stuff. It was really about the committee. And that represents how I came to my score. I just basically knocked off that top 25% because I liked the whole committee portion of the movie that was in that phase. This movie really could have knocked it out the park had they stuck just with the process and then gave us the aftermath of everything. But somebody chickened out. I'm not sure if the producers got involved or whoever. Somebody chickened out, and they could have just told us the story and just let it take us where it wanted to go. And a peek into me, that's why I like foreign movies. That's why you see me review so many foreign movies on my podcast. Those stories tend to just go where they go. They don't try to craft it and force it to go a certain way to try to make the ending happy or try to force characters to do things that weren't already established. They just kind of, the stories just kind of go, and if it ends happy, it ends happy. If it ends sad, it ends sad. If it just ends, it just ends. They just tend to just go where the story goes. But anyway, that's a conversation for another day. With that being said, by the way, yeah, this is a good movie. Like I said, I would recommend this one. If you're into dramas, it's a nice little 93-minute watch over the weekend, so definitely put this in your queue, and if you want a little something to watch, definitely check this out. Now, with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Pod Bean production, mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence. Check out the Facebook, the Instagram, and now the TikTok. So the TikTok is going to have my Monday movie recommendations there that you won't get here on the podcast. So definitely go sign up on TikTok if you're into that. And, you know, check out that Monday recommendation. I give you at least one pick for the week that I'm recommending, and I break down and tell you why on the TikTok exactly why I'm suggesting that particular movie and why you should check it out. So, yeah, so check out all that stuff. Thank you again for tuning in. I greatly appreciate it. And, of course, I will be back soon. I think I have another movie I have to do this weekend. But if not, of course, like I said, you got Monday where you can go on the TikTok and check out that Monday movie recommendation. But anyway, thanks again. I will see you guys next time. Peace.